So Luke 17, and we're going to begin reading at verse 11. Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So when he saw them, he said to them, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Let's just pray. Father, we just pray now that you would speak to us, that you would speak in a powerful way that would touch our hearts and bring lasting change. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So you get the picture. There are 10 lepers who come and they're at a distance from Jesus and they cry out to him. What are lepers? What is the disease of leprosy? What's the disease of leprosy? It was a nasty disease that so affects your body that it opens it up to infections, and once you get those infections, worse things start to happen to your body. Parts of your body just start to inwardly dissolve. So your fingers can get shorter and shorter, and your toes get shorter and shorter. And you get pains in your body and pains in your skin. And it's a very unpleasant disease. You can live with it for a very long time, but it's an unpleasant disease. But one of the great problems with the disease, particularly in these days, in Bible days, was because it was so contagious. In other words, you could catch leprosy very easily. Lepers had to stay at a distance from other people. So there was a law that the Israelites had, that if anyone was a leper, if they had this disease of leprosy, they couldn't just take part in normal society. They had to, everywhere they went, they had to cry out, "Unclean! Unclean," so that people didn't come close to them. And they had to have something, a kind of covering, I understand, over their top lip, which kind of caught any, bits of spittle that were coming out, so that if it went near, to stop it going near someone. And also, they had to live away from everyone. So you'd have like the equivalent of a town, and the lepers couldn't be living inside the town, they were living outside. They had to have their own place outside the town. I wonder, what was it like? Imagine what it was like to be a leper. Imagine what it would be like today to be a leper. To have this disease that so affects your life. It affects your body. The moment you wake up in the morning, you feel you've got this leprosy in your body. The moment you went outside your door, you would remember that you had this leprosy, because everywhere you went, you had to keep a distance from people because they didn't want to catch your leprosy. So you couldn't just go over to everyone and have your normal conversation, because they would want to stay at a distance. You could maybe shout across, "I need some beans," or whatever, and they would say, "Right, I'll leave them there," and you could get your beans, or however it worked. But this was something that affected their lives every single day. The pain of it, the problems, the fact that they couldn't have a proper relationship with people. And I want to say tonight that you may not have leprosy, but you do have something very similar to leprosy, which is sin. And the Bible talks about sin being just like leprosy, because sin affects your whole life in just that way. And maybe you don't feel like it does. You think, "Well, I can just do my own thing." But God, who knows the truth, can understand your situation, he understands your life better than you do. And he says to you that sin makes you unclean. It so affects your life, it so affects your whole personality, that it makes you unclean. Every dirty thought you've had, every wrong thing you've done, every place you've gone where you shouldn't have gone, that has made you unclean. Your thoughts, your actions, the things you shouldn't have done, which you did do, all these things have made you unclean. And just as it affected these people in so many different ways in their lives, it affects your life. And you just need to start to see things as they really are. Not what the world is telling you, not what the media is telling you, not what the government even might be telling you at times, that certain things are all right. It's all right to sleep around with people. It's all right to do certain things. That's what the world, the television, the newspapers might be telling you. But you need to hear what God is saying, and God says that these things make you unclean. And so this is what happens with these people. Come on, guys. We're just talking about leprosy and how it's a disease and it made them unclean, and it was so contagious that they had to stay away from people, because if they went and spoke to people, the people would catch it. And it was a disease. And we were just saying how sin is like leprosy. And because all of us are sinners, that sin, all the wrong things we've done, all the wrong things we've thought, causes us to be unclean. And we may not feel it, because the world we live is an unclean world, in effect. Every time you look at the television, you'll be seeing unclean things. And in this story, it says there were 10 men who were lepers. 10 men. And they would have gone around in their group together, and maybe as they looked at each other's lives, well, they could say of each other, well, you're just like me. And if there was no one in the world who was not a leper, they would think that was what it was normal to be like. And maybe you can look at your friends, look at all the people you know, and just say, well, everyone does these wrong things, so it's normal. It's normal, it's okay. There were 10 of them. They looked at each other and they were all alike with this leprosy, this disease of uncleanness. But then they see Jesus. And there's something within them that as they look at Jesus, they know that he's the answer to the problem. But it says here that they stood a long way off from Jesus. And why did they stay a long way off from Jesus? Well, because of this disease, as we've said. They couldn't draw near to him. And in a sense, you can't draw near to God with your leprosy, with your disease, which is sin. You have problems in your life that need divine help. You have problems in your life that need a power that comes not from men, but from God. And that power is available. That power is available, but at the moment you can't come close to God because of your sin. And just as these lepers who were standing a long way off, they had to stand far from Jesus. But nonetheless, they had a faith, they had a belief in them that Jesus could help them. And they cry out to him and they say, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he says, go, show yourselves to the priest. In those days when they had leprosy, if they were healed, they had to go to a priest, and the priest was an expert at verifying whether the leprosy was dealt with. So they would go to the priest, and he would look at their bodies carefully and look at their skin and say, okay, you're no longer a leper. And he would pronounce that they were no longer lepers. So Jesus says, go and show yourself to the priest. Go and get it checked whether you have leprosy. And as they turned to go, they suddenly found that their bodies were healed. They suddenly found that their bodies were healed. Now, we don't come to you just to tell you that you have the disease of sin. We don't just come to tell you you have the problem. But we come to tell you that there is one who can heal you from sin. There's one who can deliver you from sin. And all they had to do was to come to Jesus and ask him for that deliverance. And he healed them. He changed their lives. And you know, the big problem that we have is not our sin, because we're all sinners. Every single human being who's ever lived is a sinner, from the greatest to the least, apart from Jesus. The president of America, the king of any country, the greatest person, the most important person, is a sinner. But the big problem is not that we have sin, but the big problem is that we don't go to Jesus Christ and get the forgiveness for sins that is freely available. And Jesus Christ wants to heal you of your sin problem tonight. He wants to forgive you of your sin tonight. He's not, in a sense, concentrating on anyone else tonight, but he's concentrating on you personally. Whoever you are, whatever sins you've done, it doesn't matter, but Jesus cares about you personally, and he wants to heal you from your sin, just as he cared about these lepers, 10 of them, back about 2,000 years ago, and he healed them because he cared about them, and he was able to heal them. He cared about them. So he wants to do that for you tonight. But the big problem is, at the moment, perhaps you don't see the seriousness of your sin and see how it affects your life. See how, if you don't turn from it, you'll go on a downward spiral into things that are worse and worse. It brings problems, just as the leprosy, as we said, brought them problems every day of their life. Your sin causes you problems every day of your life. It hurts you. It hurts other people. It really does hurt you. And if you maybe think of the things in your life that cause you pain, that cause you problems, at the root of all of them is really sin. And God can come and deliver you, as it were, heal you from your sin, that your life might be changed and you might be free. Now these lepers, just imagine how it changed for them, and they went on their way. They're suddenly healed, and after all those years where they had been suffering with leprosy, as I said, every day of their life they're struck by this leprosy, suddenly they can go on their way and life is completely different. The thing that was causing them the problem for all these years is suddenly dealt with. And I want to say to you, the thing that is causing you the deep down problem in your heart, in your life, when you never feel satisfied, when you feel that anger, when you feel just frustrated with everything, that problem is sin. And Jesus Christ can heal you, can deal with that sin once and for all tonight. He can so change your life so that you don't have to run around looking for the drink and the drugs and all these other things to try and numb the pain or to try and give you a thrill, because you are set free. These lepers, what could they want but to just go out and live a normal, happy life? And that's what is available for you tonight, to live a life where you are free, where you are happy, where you are healed, where you are right with God, where you have a relationship with God, where you can go out and people can, in a sense, look up to you because you're, in a way, going to be the person who's doing the right thing, the one who's making the right decisions. And instead of maybe people not respecting you, you're the person who people will respect, because you're now the one who is a shining light amongst the community, amongst people that you know. But it has to come to the place where you come to Jesus Christ and say, Lord, I believe you are who you say you are. You are the Son of God, and that you have the power to heal me. And why is it that Jesus has the power to heal? Not only because he's the Son of God, but because he paid for your sins when he died upon the cross. You know the story so well, but the point is that he died for your sins. A man 2,000 years ago, not just a man in history, but the Son of God, hanging there upon the cross, and his body ripped open for you so that you could be forgiven. That's what Jesus was doing, his body torn open so that your sins could be forgiven. A one-off act of history. So that you, 2,000 years later, in spite of your sin, could be forgiven. Every sin that you've committed, God looks down. He knows every thought, every wrong thought. He knows every wrong deed you've committed. But he loves you. And that sacrifice upon the cross, where his body was broken, when his blood flowed out, was enough to pay for your sins. For all those down through history, all those down through history have trusted in him. His death on the cross was sufficient. And maybe you just think, well, I can't imagine being a Christian. It's not really me. And what does it mean to be a Christian? Well, it says after these 10 were healed, just one of them turned back to Jesus. And he said, Jesus, thank you. He gave glory to God. He said, thank you, God, that you healed me. And really all a Christian is, and all churches, is a group of people who have been healed of their sin, forgiven their sin, and we just get back together regularly to give thanks and praise to God and to glorify God. And you may think church, oh, it's some strange thing. It's not. It's just a group of people who get together and say, thank you, God, for all you've done for me. We glorify you. Let me urge you to think about these things. You're not too young, you're not too old to get forgiven your sins. You're not too old, you're not too young to have a difference made in your life right now. Know that complete healing, that complete forgiveness of sins that only comes through trusting in the blood of Jesus that he shed for you when he died on Calvary.